The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The polar vortex may have brought too much snow, but now it sounds like we'll need it, especially California, because as you heard on the news last night,
some scientists are now warning of a mega drought.
When will this planet make up its mind? More after this from Charlie. California continues to be America's most petulant state. Earthquakes, Santa Ana winds, wildfires, floods, rogue waves, and now?
How far back in history can we go?
Well, we've taken this record back about 3,000 years.
Now researchers like Lynn Ingram are finding the core samples from sediments under San Francisco Bay show that California is currently in one of its driest periods since 1580, when Shakespeare was a teenager. She talked with CBS's Ben Tracy.
We think of a 3 to 5 year drought as being a long drought.
And historically, if we go back, you know, several thousand years, droughts can last over a decade, and in some cases they can last over a century.
The evidence is found in the vegetation deposited in the bay. In wet years, you find water-loving plants. In dry years, you find drought-tolerant plants. And the story that's emerging is that California has been enjoying a relatively rare wet period, wettest in 1,300 years. These things, however, tend to run in cycles. And the wet period, which created the mighty rivers and inspired California to build huge dams to harness their water and their power, may be drawing to a close. And if this drought goes on for, what was it she said?
In some cases, they can last over a century.
Yeah, over a century. And if that happens, I can just imagine future generations of tourists wandering through the American West, looking at those dams and marveling at how enormous our drive-in screens used to be. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.